Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy believes the county will reap the benefits from the new Fianna Fáil and SDLP partnership. The Education Minister says he will address the issue of pay for new teachers next year. Problems with poor coverage in Glencolmkill and surrounding areas may finally come to an end following confirmation that a mobile phone mast is to be erected at Mallambeg. And tributes have been paid today to former Donegal County Councillor JJ Reid, who has passed away. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, the Taoiseach has warned soldiers may have to return to the border with Northern Ireland if there's a bad Brexit. Leo Varadkar has said if customs posts were erected, they would very likely become targets. He's also said Ireland is being victimised by Brexit and the British are offering few solutions to the current impasse. In a change of tack from government, Leo Varadkar said there could be a return to the borders of the past.
If things go very wrong, it looked like it looked like 20 years ago. It would involve customs posts, it would involve people in uniform, and it may involve the need, for example, for cameras, physical infrastructure, possibly, you know, police presence or an army presence to back it up. The problem with that in the context of Irish politics and history is those things become targets.
A Donegal deputy believes the county will reap the benefits from the new Fianna Fáil and SDLP partnership. Deputy Charlie McConlogue was speaking after the official launch yesterday, which will now see the two parties working together in developing a new agenda for Northern Ireland and for Ireland as a whole. On today's 9 till noon show, Deputy McConlogue said he believes a new merger will further develop and strengthen cross-border links.
By working with our SDLP colleagues and they're working together on issues which are clearly of interest to both of us, it gives the platform both to Fianna Fáil and also the SDLP, and particularly in counties such as our own, to work together very strongly on issues and to make progress in relation to them. So from my own point of view, and for example, with Deputy Patrick O'Gallaghan, our councillor team in Donegal, it gives a very good opportunity to us to develop further links on a cross-county basis. There has been good progress there, for example, at council level, where the two councils under Seamus Neely and Donegal County Manager and John Kelpie, the County Manager in Derry-Strabane Council, fully supported by councillors in both councils, have developed the North West Growth Partnership, which has been a very good initiative in the last 2 or 3 years in terms of working together between Derry and Tyrone and Donegal. But that has happened really in the absence of any active politics at Stormont level or at government level in Northern Ireland. And really, you know, Northern Ireland has been failed by its politics in the last number of years, particularly at a time whenever, you know, international attention is on the island in relation to Brexit. And Northern Ireland has been left without a voice as a result of that.
Teachers who joined the profession after 2011 could be in line for pay increases next year. The Minister for Education has committed to bringing the issue of new entrants pay to Cabinet after the existing public sector pay deal runs out in 2020. The ASTI and the INTO have already rejected government pay restoration proposals aimed at addressing the differences in salary between teachers who began before and after 2011. Minister Joe McHugh says he will work with both teaching unions and ministers.
It's an issue that I've said from day one that is an unfinished piece of business. We need to ensure that we work towards that. I'm also conscious around the cabinet table at the moment there's issues with nurses, there's issues with pay, and it's something that as a collective cabinet that I'm conscious that there is an agreement and we have the infrastructure, we have the mechanisms there to work through that. So
tributes are being paid today to former Donegal County Councillor JJ Reid, who has passed away. The Stranorlar-based councillor and businessman was a member of the Fine Gael Party and was a well-known figure right across the county. Councillor Bernard McGuinness has described Mr Reid's passing as a huge loss to Donegal and has been reflecting on the extensive work he carried out during his 30-year tenure as a local representative.
He was a former colleague. I served with him for a number of years and very sad to hear of his passing, and want to express my sincere sympathy to son Michael and his partner Fidelma and all his family and friends. Gigi was a great public representative and served the county for, I would say, over 30 years. It's just very sad to hear that he is no longer with us.
And a lot of work done over those 30 years.
Oh, yes, and many, many changes took place during that time. He was a strong man, a big man, and he was very respected by everybody on the council chamber, all parties. He was the leader of our grouping in the council for years, and we had all great respect for JJ. He did tremendous work for the county, for Balliol Place and Urlar. He was passionate about that, and, you know, he's the last of that family, and it's very sad.
And the Cathaoirleach of the Stranorner Municipal District, Councillor Patrick McGowan, has also been paying tribute to the former councillor.
As a Cathaoirleach of the Stranorner Municipal District and on behalf of my colleagues in Fianna Fáil, I'd just like to offer my condolences and sympathy on the death of the late Councillor J.J. Reid and a former colleague, just to offer our sympathies to his family, friends, neighbours, and obviously his former colleagues and supporters. And it was great sadness we heard the news this morning. And I would have served with J.J. for over 10 years in Donegal County Council, and while we were from different political views, and that we would have worked very, very closely together on behalf of the constituents, both within Stranorner and throughout the county. And obviously, he has someone too that it was very successful in business, and I know that he'll be sadly missed by an awful lot of people within this area.
Problems with poor coverage at Glencolm Kill and surrounding areas may finally come to an end following confirmation that a mobile phone mast is to be erected at Malinbeg. The Minister for Rural Affairs has sanctioned €35,000 for the works under the Digital Innovation Programme. It's understood that funds for the project have already been drawn down, with work expected to be completed by the second quarter of this year. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle hopes this will address significant issues in the area, but warned that major shortcomings still remain elsewhere in the county.
It has been ongoing for many years. It's an area of difficult coverage, and there's always been very slow reaction. The mobile phone companies themselves had never been that interested in improving the coverage. So the department has allocated funding towards a new mast there now, which hopefully should be completed in the next couple of months, which should improve the coverage in the area and make sure that people can actually make contact and communications, and also I think will improve broadband coverage too.
And while the issues will be addressed in that particular area, obviously I presume there's still shortcomings in other parts of the county.
Oh, yeah, we have huge problems, and it's very frustrating for people with the waiting for the Aircom line to be improved under the rural broadband scheme to improve the broadband right around the county. And people are very frustrated because they see that their neighbours are getting provided with broadband from Aircom, and they're not getting anything because they're under the third phase of the scheme, which is still the public, which has to be funded publicly, which is part of the government's mistake, really, because they allowed Aircom to hijack the whole scheme and take it over when and provide broadband when they hadn't been doing it before. So unfortunately, that's going to take a long time to sort out, and it will be happening over the next couple of years.
The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says it is not optimistic about the potential for strike action to be averted. This is the third day of the meeting between the INMO and the HSE at the Workplace Relations Commission in a bid to reach an agreement in the row over the recruitment and retention of nurses. This afternoon, INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay says her organisation is committed to continuing talks over the weekend. But for now, she says the six 24-hour work stoppages due to begin next week are very much going ahead.
Preparation for next Wednesday is going ahead, and the government can avert the dispute. The ball is in their court, and to date, there has been no progress in respect of any issue that might bring about that solution. But right now, that's a government decision.
Plans to expand Ulster University's McGee campus are said to be progressing well following the acquisition of the former Foyle College site. The McGee Medical School will be at the core of the expansion, with an urgency to get the go-ahead for the postgraduate school by May this year to allow for the first enrolment of students in September of 2020. Councillor Sinead McLaughlin says the acquisition reaffirms the university's commitment to expand, which she says will enhance the economy of the whole Northwest region.
It is a real positive affirmation on behalf of the university of their intent to expand the McGee campus.
And while this is indeed welcome news for Derry and the wider area, there are also strong links to LYIT here in Donegal. So these links will now be strengthened, hopefully.
Oh, absolutely. One of the key components of growing the economy within the Northwest is the expansion and enhancement of higher education within the region. And that takes in all of our institutions, including LYIT and the Northwest Regional College. So it's a combined collaboration of all of those institutions that is going to really enhance and deliver the economic benefits for the wider community.
And going forward, what will the expansion involve?
A lot of work is going in to the expansion plans, but the most important one that we're working on as a stakeholder and across party purposes at the moment is to get the postgraduate medical school over the line, and that's kind of urgent at the moment because it needs to be given the go-ahead prior to May of this year in order that we can take our first intake of students by September 2020. So that's the immediate expansion that we require. But further expansion is going to have more detail in it. Obviously, the site in Foyle College, which is a massive site, it's 25 acres, will give it all the scope for expansion that the city and the region has so greatly needed for many, many years.
Work is said to be progressing on creating a footpath on one of Inishowen's busiest routes. There had been ongoing calls on Donegal County Council to construct a safer walking route at Drumhaggart on the main Burnfoot to Moff Road for some time, and now initial works have begun. Local Councillor Jack Murray says this is fast becoming a heavily built up area with a huge increase in footfall in recent years. He says while this work is positive, he'd like to see some finishing touches in the near future.
There's not a day you drive along that road you don't see people walking, and it can be extremely dangerous. It's quite a fast road, so pedestrians have been on to me quite regularly wanting this footpath to be put in, and it is a welcome step, the recent works, but of course I will keep at it because I do want to see the fully kept footpath in the future.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, hosting an ASICS representative in store on Saturday the 26th of January from 12 to 4 with top tips and advice on running.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with golf this evening, and a near flawless second round 67 has seen Shane Lowry move to 8 under par at the halfway stage of the Dubai Desert Classic. The Clara man is 4 shots adrift of joint leaders Bryson DeChambeau and Lucas Herbert. A 75 saw Paul Dunne end the day on 1 over, and he has missed the cut. Rory McIlroy is 9 shots off the lead on 1 under par ahead of the Farmers Insurance Open's second round. Seamus Power will tee off from 4 over, with John Rahm leading at Torrey Pines on 10 under. Now, soccer, and a big pre-season game tonight. Finn Harps and Derry City preparing for the Premier Division season. They clash in a friendly at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium at 7:45. New signing Harry Ascroft will be in the Finn Harps squad for that friendly tonight at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. In the Irish Premiership tomorrow, Institute, who sit 7th, are looking for their first win in 4 games in all competitions when they host Crusaders. And Coleraine are also at home, and they could go. They are 5th currently and could go 4th depending on the Glenavon result. They play Dungannon Swifts. Glenavon are away to Cliftonville. Ballymena are hosting Ards, and the other game there is Warnpoint Town away to Newry City. Liverpool defender Joe Gomez has suffered a setback in his return from a fractured leg. After suffering the injury in early December, Gomez was originally ruled out for 6 weeks. But his manager Jurgen Klopp says the 21-year-old is yet to return to outdoor training. Manchester United are without goalkeeper David De Gea for tonight's FA Cup 4th-round tie away to Arsenal. And there's an all-championship meeting of Bristol City and Bolton there as well. 800 tickets will be made available to Republic of Ireland fans travelling to the opening Europa 2020 qualifier away to Gibraltar. UEFA have confirmed the game will be played at the 2,300 capacity Victoria Stadium on Saturday, March 23rd. Rangers chairman Dave King is attempting to take sole control of the Scottish Premiership club. He's made a £19 million offer to buy the shares that he doesn't already own. in Gaelic games. The National and Hurling Football Leagues get underway this weekend. Tomorrow sees the National Hurling League Northwest sides in action there. At 5 o'clock in Division 2B, Derry are away to Down, while at 2 o'clock in Division 3A, Tyrone are away to Lancashire. And on Sunday, Donegal are playing Kildare. In the National Football League Division 2 on Sunday, Donegal get their National Football League campaign underway against Clare at Cusack Park in Ennis. Of course, that game will be live here on Highland Radio with Oisín Kelly and Martin McHugh. Donegal manager Declan Bonner knows that Clare will provide a stern test, and he has faith in his side to start the campaign with a victory.
Well, they probably see, I mean, it's still a relatively young and experienced Donegal side that's going into Ennis, and they'll probably see it an opportunity. It's in their own backyard. But in saying that, as I say, I have every faith in the lads that we have and the group for Sunday's match, and it should be an interesting match, there's no doubt about it. And it will be tight, there's no doubt. We know, and we're getting ready for it over the last number of weeks. And but it's a match where, you know, you've got to stand up and be counted, and it'll also give us a fair idea of where we're at and where a lot of these younger players are at now, going into a different competition. You know, this is the secondary competition after the Championship Series, and, you know, the ante will be stepped up now, and it'll be interesting to see how these players stand up and be counted.
Donegal manager Declan Bonner there. Don't forget, the game between Donegal and Clare is live here on Highland Radio from Sunday, 1:45 p.m. That gets underway with Oisín Kelly and Martin McHugh. In Division 1 of the National Football League on Sunday, Tyrone are away to Kerry at Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney, while in Division 4, Derry are away to Antrim at 2 p.m. Tomorrow sees the Under-19 McCrory Cup playoff in O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny between St Noonan's of Letterkenny and St Patrick's Academy of Dungannon. This is the first senior school game played in Letterkenny in 50 years, and you can catch it live online on highlandradio.com from 12:50 p.m. tomorrow with Oisín Kelly and Martin McHugh. The Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee are asking guests to arrive early for tonight's presentation function in the Mount Errigal Hotel. With 45 awards to be presented, proceedings will get underway at 7 p.m. sharp. Over 600 guests will attend the 43rd edition of the event, and the committee are asking people to be there for 6:30 p.m. Moving to rugby, and in the Pro 14 tonight, Ulster can move back into the Champions Cup qualification places if they beat Benetton at the Kingspan Stadium. Conference B tabletoppers Leinster host 2017 winners Scarlets at the RDS. Both games are at 25-8. The dates and times have been confirmed for the upcoming Heineken Champions Cup quarterfinals. Munster's match at Edinburgh will be played on Saturday, March 30th, with a 12:45 kickoff at Murrayfield. The All-Irish clash of Leinster and Ulster has a 5:45 start on the same day at the Aviva Stadium. In local rugby tomorrow, All-Ireland League Division 2C, City of Derry are hosting Middleton. 8th place second there, Middleton being second, and City of Derry looking to come back from their loss to the leaders Ballina last week. Elsewhere in Division 2C, Oma are away to Seapoint after their beating Bangor last week. They sit third in that table. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has lost just 4 games in easing to a straight sets win over Lucas Pouille in the semi-finals at the Australian Open. He'll aim to win a record 7th title in Melbourne when he faces Rafa Nadal in Sunday's final. Petra Kvitova meets Naomi Osaka in tomorrow's women's final. And finally, in boxing, RFO's European junior bronze medalist Leah Gallen will represent Ireland against England on tomorrow at a junior international in the City Hall in Bristol. Gallen will face the current English champion and local girl Eloise Challenger from Down End Bristol. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Your next sports update is, of course, tomorrow at 2 p.m. when Saturday Sport with Chris Ashmore will be on air. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news, Irish Water, working in partnership with Donegal County Council, is set to begin the Byrdstown Water Main Rehabilitation Project on Monday to improve the security of water supply and reduce high levels of leakage to benefit local residents and businesses. The works involve the replacement of approximately 830 metres of problematic water mains with new high-density plastic pipes. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The section of works will take place along the Burnfoot to Muff Road and will involve laying new
new water service connections from the public water main in the road to customers' property boundaries and connecting it to the water supply. While the existing service connections on the public side are lead, these will also be replaced as part of the improvement work. The works are expected to be completed by early March 2019. Areas of work will be limited to short sections to minimise impact on customers. The works may involve some short-term water shut-offs, and the project team will ensure that customers are given a minimum of 48 hours notice prior to any planned water shut-offs. Traffic management may be in place during this time. There may be local diversions in place for the duration of the works. Local and emergency traffic will be maintained at all times.
Weather now mostly cloudy this evening with some scattered outbreaks of rain and drizzle. It will be a dry and cloudy night with lowest temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees. Winds will freshen and turn southwesterly overnight with strong winds along west and northwest coasts. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Taoiseach has warned soldiers may have to return to the border with Northern Ireland if there's a bad Brexit. Leo Varadkar has said if custom posts were erected, they would very likely become targets. A Donegal deputy believes the county will reap the benefits from the new Fianna Fáil and SDLP partnership. Deputy Charlie McConlough was speaking after the official launch yesterday, which will now see the two parties working together in developing a new agenda for Northern Ireland and for Ireland as a whole. Problems with poor coverage at Glencolumbkill and surrounding areas may finally come to an end following confirmation that a mobile mast is to be erected at Mullumbeg. The Minister for Rural Affairs has sanctioned €35,000 for the works under the Digital Innovation Programme. And tributes have been paid today to former Donegal County Councillor JJ Reid, who has passed away. The Stranorlar-based councillor and businessman was a member of the Fine Gael Party and was a well-known figure right across the county. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferrisher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferrisher and Sean on the Preve Skelty Air Highland Radio. Coran Antara Edgehish, Joe McHugh, Falchereva, and Jai Mila Fragra of Fuert Run Siga Don Froshis Kholikan, Major La Giulunchi, Don Giligamar Our Scholar. Hannigan Survey Air Linia Conjeru and Jerry Shachtin, Yashoy Hart, Lirian the Figuri and Lian Ismo. Ran Farchiha Igor Kolyahan the Hodgna Runya Ariv. Leri Kegarak Narunya Mi Hasulash and Froses Giolunya in Yavidas a Hok Jeg, Augustaru Togu Karu the Hesh Mahori, and Kuru Yanu Major Lish and Kesht Freed Survey of Halsu Ersiv Narunya. Major La Press Ratchas Narunya Gelter Tugus and Geliga, Malter Goladger the Kanchori Geliga, Eretish Akarasja, and the Fushed Mar Ashtrahori Geliga, an Institute and Intis Europe. At her foil, Frigian Comortis cast at halfway steward and offig Europa Ronu Fornia. Con post buona oil, ni more the irritatory occur irritatory jack, con a comortis cast, statelio olish or foil or heave run the geltacta. Tassie of Edgerlini, the Cogilin Relecher Kennan, a Robert Lacurgius and his gentar emacti, nahagriacta on. Es kiln agris a planal at Changa e and Lienra a tamar sprekaku, emacti a gus service ye occur or foil, the gach hodgedan fobble fridge man the geliga. Agrian Lienra Lecher Kennan emacti. Chile, Ihinta, Socialta, August Gullior, Ella. Tell you, Egg and Sea of Ur, Leonra, Letcherkennan, Bunk IE. August to Fogra Janta, Ekforest, Nigeliga, Major Leshin, Crave, Comortis, Sklip, Jacadinia, Shahoginia, and Trohadu Lad and Visha, Bay Oskion, Trikid, Ash, Jury Kyotri, Rinkuri, August Auranihe, O'Ear, Von Skolana, Land Geliga, August Geltakta. Ilahar, Kurtur Tuslesh, Nakomortis, Gahania, Gaklugged, Stahar, Exul, Gomeo. Creagla Cursi Hart or Cahara Clug. Carter Bim Erna Halinia Sacomortis, it's Sclep Coam Shutta, August Cruhiocht, August Comodoruct, now Ran Farchihe, Gian Furren and Nuactin Char Egg Highland Radio, Ahanra, Omahori on Ear Hoochkart, Eglacu Parcha, Sacomortis, and Shakdin Shaw Hoggin. Shema Hodge, Eligolier, Slan, August Bannacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, January the 25th. The death has occurred of Anna Glacken, Farragon's Letchermack Award. Her remains will be reposing in McGlynn's funeral home this evening from 6 o'clock. viewing tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock. Removal on Sunday morning at 12:30. Going to St. Bridget's Church Lichermack Award for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. The death has taken place at Padre Pat O'Donnell, Loch Najorn, Annagry. His remains will arrive at St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, tomorrow evening for 6:30 Mass and to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery. How strictly private. The death has occurred of J.J. Reid, Knockfair, Stranorder. Remains are reposing at his home this evening from 6 o'clock until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorder at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital and St. Vincent de Paul, of Gerard McCool and Son funeral directors. The death has taken place of Sister Mary Rose McHugh, formerly Sister McCartan, Sisters of Mercy, St Catherine's Convent, Ballyshannon, County Donegal. Remains are reposing at St Catherine's Convent in Ballyshannon today until 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Catherine's Convent tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the Abbey Asrow Cemetery. And the death has occurred of Ethna McKenna, Maryville, New Line Road, Letterkenny, Nae Michael Gunn, Kilturk, Lisnaski. Ethna's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to St Junan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. Family time before the funeral tomorrow morning.